Blog Talk Radio.
It's the year 3000. No one on planet Earth back in 2011 thought this far ahead. Maybe because scientists predicted the end of the world in 2012. When it didn't happen the way men expected it, people just went crazy. Millions lost faith in God. Even the chosen have fallen away from the faith. Christianity has lost its identity because even preachers didn't think this far ahead. But how far is too far when you're dealing with the timeless God? And there's a remnant that's determined to keep the truth alive. Good morning, Nas, my beautiful hovercraft.
Good morning, Mr. Dietrich.
Morning.
I like your swag today.
Why, thank you.
Where would you like to go?
I gotta get to the moon. I'm running late. Let's go.
Is that your final destination?
Yep.
It will take approximately 2 hours, 35 minutes warp speed.
Give me my ride music.
Now inserting Church on the Moon. Showstopper.
Yeah. He's in the building. The greatest entertainer on earth.
Thank you.
power.
Thank you. Thank you. mind so plain from the negative energy that's causing my face. It's in a spaceship, take a trip through space. Over me, I see and through the Milky Way. Pluto, Jupiter, and Mars. Only you can make Venus, Neptune, and stars. Gotta make me feel like I can just surf. Gravity brings me straight back down to Earth. Make it to heaven. I'm stuck on the moon. I'm on the moon. The best is from this world of sin. So much evil back on the ground.
Thank you.
change.
Give me an old school beat. This is what we gon' do with it. Hey.
Good evening, friends and neighbors and radio man. We are indeed happy to come in your homes, to ride in your cars, your place of business, or wherever you may be at this very present moment. We are convinced that we cannot allow evil speaking matters and anything that will separate man from God keep us from knowing, because we know. And we want you to know that God is still on the throne. Not only that, but we want you also to know that God is moving. And this is the day of God's moving, when others have given up and became weary on the account of certain conditions. And then there are multitudes of people in the valley of decision. We have fears without fears that when we would do good, evil is always present. In the midst of sickness and in the midst of disease, in the midst of stress and in the midst of strain, in the midst of the overpowering of drugs and alcohol and even violence, the fact remains the same, and that fact is the fact that God is moving. He's moving in me, and I hope and I trust by now he is moving in you. I've been stirred on the inside that God is taking us through a process wherein we come to know him, our God, in a way we never knew him before, where we come to understand him in a way that we have never understood him before. For if we could climb into the mind of a psychotic being for the will of God for our lives, we would no longer desire to kick against the bricks, but we will find ourselves in total submission to the will of God without fear. When we begin to talk about total submission to the will of God, the first reaction most folk have is a fearful one. That is because we see him as a powerful God. And if we're not acquainted with his character, we would have trouble submitting to his will or releasing ourselves into his purpose. Going briefly into the Word of God, we will be going to 2 Samuel chapter 3. Verse 1 and verse 38. And then we will travel over to Acts chapter 13, verse 22, for the sake of time. I will not read that, but you can read it yourself in your time. Today, I would like to bring a thought for today's message, and if I was to obtain a thought, the thought would be bounce back. Bounce back. How many people have ever became weary? How many of you know that you can't go through the parallels of perilous times in life without getting weary? And that is why I entitled this message, Bounce Back, because of circumstances or situations we oftentimes become weary. But I have come all the way from Alliance, Ohio, to Blog Talk to tell you a bounce back. When we become weary to do normal little things that we do, and it is sometimes becomes challenging to do these things that when you are weary and of all the times we and all the time we ask God to renew our strength, take away the things that cause us become overwhelmed, when a lot of times we cannot wait till Sunday to get renewed strength to fight our everyday situation. So what I'm going to do today is give you some tools. Now, it's entirely up to you if you use these tools or not, but I guarantee if you use them, you won't find yourself weary anymore. If you work the equipment, oh yeah, we in for our bounce back today. Are you going to get your bounce back? So much and so, tell a person sitting next to you, or just tell yourself, are you going to wish they did? I know there's some people that you wish that didn't live next to or next to you. So let's go into the Word of God, 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 38 and 39, and then over to Acts chapter 13, verse 22. The Bible says in that David's strength got stronger and stronger, but some got weaker and weaker because David was functioning under this, and though he was functioning under the flesh. I mean, we've all have had those challenges that we're been dealing with for a long time. I am constantly asking God, when are you going to strengthen me in this area? I mean, it's time that this thing just went into retirement. Well, we've been dealing with this for too long. I just don't have the strength to continue on fighting. Whatever it is that you are fighting today, it has beat you up emotionally. It has beat you up physically. It has beat you up mentally until Now, you're just, until now, you're just weary and discouraged. I mean, you don't have the energy nor the stamina to fight this fight anymore. We, even though Satan has said, I get him just where I want him, but God said, no, 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 my servant, Satan says, I get him on the ropes, but God says he still got fight left in him. All right, I think God deserves a hand clap right there. When others count you out, God counts you in. When others call you a loser, God said you're a winner. I'm and in the midnight hour, but when there's no one else to talk to, when there's no one there to hug you and tell you everything is going to be okay, God sweetly and lovingly came in and said to you, fight back. Those, fight back those tears. You are more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ. And God also said, here, let me come here. Let me wipe those tears away. Let me hold you in my arms, and I'm going to rock you to sleep tonight. Oh, God has been good. More than this world could ever be, God has been good. See, people love you because of, but I come to tell you today that God loves you in spite of. I wish that they had someone, I wish that I had someone that could help me lift up Jesus, or I don't know about you, but I'm feeling kind of good today, but I gotta get back to the word. But if you really knew me, you couldn't help to give my God some praise. But I don't need no help to praise God, because I know without a shadow of a doubt what I have been through. I just didn't come here to look cute. I didn't come through what I've been through just to look cute. I haven't been through anything like, if you've been through anything like I've been through, then you know without a shadow of a doubt that there must be a God somewhere. You know, sometimes it's just like a roller coaster. You are first sometimes up and then you sometimes down. You might be down in Zulu Valley and Tokyo's junkyard, but I declare that God is a good, 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 good God. I wish I had somebody to help me lift Jesus. I got to settle back down, but I'm getting pretty excited. But you have made yourself here to a blog talk. Sometimes you've been sometimes up and sometimes down, and you made it to a blog talk today. You have been called everything but a child of God, but you are about to bounce back in this word. We won't, this word won't have any meaning unless you've been down in Zuzu Valley and Tokyo's junkyard, but I still like telling you that you are about to bounce back. David takes us through a process, and everything that we go through, the head has to determine in for us that is why He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I got how he doesn't show us how it's going to end before he even gets started. For if you can make it through the process, if you can make it through the sadness and the disappointment life throws you and our way, see, the plan and the purpose that God has for your life, according to Jeremiah 29, God has been changing you to bring the change through you, because no one wakes up polished. You have to go through the process to get to the promise of God. And there's the problem. We look like that. We walk like that, but we don't want to go through the process. How many of you agree with me that you don't get anything without going through a process or transformation? Or to be transformed means, but there has to be a change in my nature, in the way I act, in the way I think, the way I talk, in the way I see things, the way I hear things. And as God is changing you, sometimes it may not be an easy change, but if you can make it through the process, you will be transformed. See, in Genesis 2:7, it says, God formed man, and to be formed means to be pressed, to be vexed. So a God forms trouble. That means you're going through a transformation and transition. God never said, curse at your troubles. He said, never said, brag about your troubles or boast about your troubles or boast about when you're going through a tight place. And really, that's what Romans 8:26 is all about. Now, David was going through transformation. This process, if you will, David was anointed 3 times. The first time they poured oil on him. The second time they rubbed it on him. And the third time they smeared it on him, according to 1 Samuel chapter 16. In the middle of this, his brethren was in Judea, and the third was in the kingdom. How many agree with me that what God has for you is for you? Now, David is the 8th son of Jesse, and we know that Numbers 8 represents the number of new beginning, and David is the usher in, is to usher in the beginning of a new thing. David is to be a pattern of what the New Testament church is supposed to be. You see, the first time they poured oil on him, now that's working out. Working out means that now you have to go through training, and you may have to have some disciples, as we saw it determined, as we saw it. We talk about David and Goliath, but my habits determine my character, and my character determines my destiny. Who doesn't want to be in the will of God, since we all want to be in the will of God? Then that means we've got to have some disciples. We got to have the word of God. We got to push away the plate and we got to have some discipline. We got to be in the word of God. We got to push away that plate. And fasting is not a sin. I'm not cursing when I say fast. When I say fasting, oh, I don't hear nobody right there. How many will agree with me that the process there got to be some discipline? Look at Moses. He has arrived. God, we're having to throw it down, and it becomes a snake. He had to prepare him. We sing the song, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. But are we just singing the words to that song, or do we really mean what we're singing about? For you see, if you allow God to prepare you to be a living sanctuary, then you will not want to fight at the process, for the process is your discipline. You got, as an athlete, if you will, you got to train and you got to practice, and sometimes there has to be some pain within your growth in order for you to become crafted in your art of what you're trying to do. I have come today to tell you that you can bounce back. You can bounce back against loneliness. You can bounce back against heartache, and you can bounce back against being criticized, being called everything but a child of God. For you see, when I begin to praise God, then I take a look back at what God has done for me. And then when I do that, I can't help but to praise him, because when praises go up, our blessings come down. I wonder, do I have somebody to help me lift up Jesus? I come to tell you today to bounce back against loneliness. You may be alone, but you're not lonely. And the reason why you're not lonely is because you've got a God on your side, and he is working your situation or your circumstance out. And soon, very soon, you're going to rise up out of the valley. But though you must go through the valley, yet and still God is there as a lily of the valley. And if you can look up, though you're in the valley, if you can look up, you can see the bright and morning star in the sky. I know sometimes we even have to go through sorrow's valley, but I come to tell you today that there is comfort in God. God is a counselor. God is everything that you need. If you need a healing, he's there as a doctor. If you need a lawyer, he's a lawyer in the courtroom. If you need him to be a mother for you, well, I'm a living witness that he will be a mother for you. If you need him to be a father for you, he's right there to be that father. Whatever you need, God's got it. He's got everything that you need. I just dare you to trust him. I dare you to let him hold you and let him hug you and let him be your God, and he will come in. I hope you have enjoyed Bounce Back. Bounce Back. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. We'd like to remind you that on Monday night we have the Reverend Dr. Jesse Stewart at 7:30, followed by Sister Leah Killing at 9:30 on Wednesday. We hear from the nation's capital in the form of the Reverend, in the form of the Reverend Willie J. Van, and Thursday have the one that we call the bishop, and that will be Bishop George Flint. And of course, right back here on Saturday at 1 p.m., we have the minister Amos Joseph Collins. Please come and let God download into your spirit what he has uploaded in these ministers. Remember that I love you, but God loves you best. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.